morning, CCMC.
A
happy New Year's Eve yet again.
新年快乐, 再一次新年快乐.
It's always so wonderful to get a second chance at a new start.
总是很高兴能够有第二次的机会来,
重新开始。 And it's a fine reminder that we do have this second life in Christ.
这也是我们很好的提醒我们在主里有第二次的 人生的开始。
The old is gone.
旧的已经过去了。
The new has come.
新的已经到了。
And so we celebrate New Year not just as Chinese.
所以我们庆祝新年不只是因为我们是中国人。
But as God worshippers.
也是我们神的 敬拜者。
As the one who made all things new.
是他是使一切成为新的。
So hopefully with this festivity of newness,
所以希望在这样一个新年新气象里面,
we will gladly be instructed by Jesus' new command to us.
我们也会很高兴来接受耶稣给我们的教导,
that we are to love one another,
我们应当彼此相爱,
as He has loved us.
就像他已经爱了我们。
So if you turn with me to John chapter 13,
请翻到约翰福音第13章。
We're going to read verses 34 to 35.
我们要读34到35节。
As well as John chapter 13 verse 1.
还有 约翰福音13章第1节。
But really it's also on the slide.
在那个荧幕上也有打出来。
But the encouragement is for us to continue to have our Bibles laid open before us.
但是我还是期许, 鼓励大家尽量的带着你的圣经,
so that later as we go further into the passage, we have the reference.
所以以后我们在, 往下看这个经文的时候, 你可以知道,
,在哪里。 So we'll first read in English and then in Mandarin.
我们先用英文读一遍, 再用中文读。
1, 2, 3. A new command I give you. Love one another.
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心， 众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。John
chapter 13 verse 1.
约翰福音13章第1节。
It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
The message that we can glean from John chapter 13 verses
34
and 35 is this. We are to love as ones loved by Jesus. And in the manner that he loves us.
也要以他爱我们的这样的模式来爱。
So we are to love as ones who are loved by Jesus.
所以我们要以我们为耶稣所爱的身份来爱。
And we love in the manner that he has loved us.
也要以耶稣所爱我们的模式来爱。
And it's not just loved as in is done.
不是说我们爱就做完了就好了。
But it's loves as in continuing.
是一个持续的。
So let us together read this as a faith statement, as well as an encouragement to our soul. Again, first in English and then in Mandarin. We are to love as ones loved by Jesus in the manner he loves us.
我们以我们为耶稣所爱的身份来爱。
So loving is a diaper changing business.
所以爱是一个换尿布这样子的一回事。
Those who have changed the baby's diaper, please raise your hand.
有换过 baby 尿布的，请举手。
Okay, doesn't matter if it's the disposable or the cloth type.
不管是那种丢弃式的还是布的。
All right, very frankly, where does it rank on your list of most satisfying life experience?
所以坦白的说，这个换尿布在你这个人生最满足的这个经历里面排行第几？
Top 10?
是前十名吗?
Top 5?
前五名吗?
The best ever?
还是最棒的一件事?
Take a big whiff. Smells good.
好好的吸一大口气。 好香。
Take a good look. Beautiful.
好好看一下。 很漂亮。
Have a good touch. Warm and smooth.
好好的摸一下。 热热的还很平滑。
I don't know if that's what's going on through your mind as you changed out the diaper.
我不知道这是不是你在换尿布的时候脑子里面所想到的事情。
And then what of those times when your baby does this trick?
还有那些那个时候你的这个baby有做这样子的事情的时候，
You just cleaned out the tender bottom.
你刚刚清完他的屁股。
And then you gently place a new diaper below the tender bottom.
你轻轻地放一个新的尿布在屁股下面。
And then all of a sudden,
突然的, 哦, 又来一,
That little remnant of digestive waste just trickles out.
又出来那些没有完全排干净的。
And then you have to start all over again. This process of tender care all over again.
这样子很温柔的这样子的照顾又得重新再来一次。
And then as a dad or a mom or an uncle or an aunt or a brother or sister or friend.
那作为一个爸爸妈妈、叔叔阿姨或甚至是朋友。
Ordinary men and women.
平凡的男的女的。
We will do it all over again.
我们都会从头再做一次。
Sometimes totally out of obligation.
有时候是因为我们的义务，觉得义务的关系。
But then there are times where you say, this is perfectly fine.
那有的时候你觉得很甘心乐意的去做。
Because all I want is for my baby to be dry and comfortable.
因为我所最期望的就是让这个baby能够很干爽，很舒服。
So why is there this drive for us to think about the wellness of the baby?
为什么我们能有这样子的动力来为这个baby的这个健康着想呢?
Because God has retained love in this world.
因为神已经保留了爱在这个世界上。
That each and every one of us, we continue to experience a certain level of extraordinary divine love of God.
我们每一个人都能够在某种方式经历神这样子, 不平凡的一种神圣的爱。
This love continues to drive us
这样子的爱,
to love another.
这样子的爱持续的来驱使我们来爱别人。
And even though we're sinful,
即使我们是罪人,
and even in our shatteredness,
即使我们是这样子破碎的生命,
we can experience in glimpses love that is not defined purely by emotion.
我们还是可以偶尔的感受到爱并不是定义在我们的感情面而已。
But that love is defined by commitment.
但爱是定义在我们的承诺。
Because if it's just based on emotions,
如果只是定义在我们的情绪面的话,
perhaps Jesus would not be on the cross. Too painful.
或许耶稣根本不会上十字架了,
Why should he?
为什么他要呢?
But if it's commitment.
但是因为他的承诺。
And for Jesus, it's the commitment to God's goodwill to save sinners.
所以对耶稣来讲，这是他的承诺，要因为神要拯救罪人。
Then love will be committed to change out 50 diapers if needed.
所以他这样子的爱就可以承诺，即使要换50次的尿布也是愿意的。
So this dad and this mom, or this whoever is changing out the diaper.
所以不管谁在这个妈妈或者是爸爸在换尿布的时候，
is a loving dad, loving mom, loving whoever.
是一个爱有爱心的爸爸妈妈。
When there is love,
当有爱的时候，
there is then this commitment to the wellness of the other.
就有对对方的这样子承诺，对方的这个好处的承诺。
And when there's commitment to the wellness of the other, you tend not to be thinking about yourself anymore.
当你对对方的这个好处有承诺的时候，你就比较不会想到自己。
So dear family in Christ,
所以亲爱的在主里的家人,
we may not immediately associate loving someone as diaper changing business.
或许我们不会马上联想到这个 换尿布跟彼此相爱有什么相关？
But it is a diaper changing business.
但确实它是一个像换尿布这一回事。
This is because as we serve one another,
因为我们彼此服侍，
For sure we will encounter the shitty aspects of one another.
必然的，我们也会经历到彼此污秽肮脏的时候。
These aspects of ourselves that we still submit to sin and not to the Lord.
这些层面是因为我们顺服罪而没有顺服主。
These words and actions that disappoint one another.
这些我们的言行，我们让彼此失望的时候。
That discount one another.
我们贬低对方的时候。
That antagonize one another.
我们甚至彼此敌对的时候。
That marginalize one another.
我们看轻对方的时候。
And it is when we face up to this shitty sides of one another.
也就是在我们看到彼此这样子卑微的时候。
We have to ask.
我们必须要问这个问题。
With God's love in mind.
我们有神的这个爱。
Will I or will we stick around or will we or I step away?
我会在这个地方继续的停留一下呢，还是我就一走了之了？
Will I be willing to participate in this spiritual cleaning up process?
我会愿意参与这个对方他的属灵的这个洁净的过程吗？
Do I find it humbling and an honor to be able to come alongside someone?
我会愿意在这个人的旁边一起来跟他走这段路吗？
Or will I or will we just say, you know what, I had it, I'm gone?
还是说我或者是我们会说算了，我就一走了之吧。
So I tend to joke a little bit when, as a single guy,that I still have the opportunities to have adorable babies in my hands.
我作为一个单身的，我常喜欢开这个玩笑，我很喜悦享受这个抱 baby 的时候。
Of course, some of you are thinking, you should get your own.
可是你们当中很多人可能讲说，你应该自己有自己的 baby.
That's not the point.
这不是重点。
And so when you have the baby, you're like, oh, so cute, oh.
那你有 baby, 看到 baby 的时候觉得说，哦，好可爱啊。
And then some of you might know this. All of a sudden, you're like,
有些人会说，突然闻到怪怪的味道。
Exactly, the air quality has suddenly changed. And it's at that time when, because it's not your baby, you say, oh, hey, parents.
如果不是你的 baby 的话，你就马上就把它交回你他的爸妈。
But that's a very selfish form of personal enjoyment.
这是一个我们很自私的自己享乐的一个表现。
Because if love is the life force.
如果爱真是我们生命的动力的话，
Then for the love toward the baby,
那我们爱这个 baby 的话，
For the love toward the parents who may be very tired after a week,
我们也爱他的这个父母，他们已经很辛苦了一个星期之后，
Any one of us should be willing to say, hey, let me help you change up the baby's diaper.
我们每一个人都应该要很乐意的跟他讲说，好，我来帮你换尿布。
In Matthew chapter 25 verse 40 is recorded.
在马太福音二十五章四十节这么说。
The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
Yes, even changing the diaper for a baby can be a show of our love for the Lord.
即使换尿布也可以是我们对爱神的爱的一个表现。
For it can be done with the awareness that a baby is yet another of God's beautiful creation.
我们可以换尿布的时候意识到，哦 ，baby 也是神一个美好的创造。
That we have this honor to take care of God's beautiful creation.
我们有幸来照顾神的美好的创造。
That in worship we know that we are like this baby and God's going to take care of us.
我们在一个敬拜的心里面来照顾这个 baby， 神也会照顾我们。
And so we are happy to change a nappy.
所以我们很高兴来换尿布。
In worship of our Creator God.
来敬拜，以此敬拜我们的神。
If that's the case.
如果是这样子的话。
What more for the spiritual wellness?
我们更是要想到我们属灵其他属灵的这个层面，属灵的健康面。
The spiritual shalom for one another.
彼此的属灵的平安面。
So again, by the show of hands.
现在请你们举个手。
How many of us profess to God to say, "I want to love you, Lord"?
你们有哪几个说宣称说你要爱神？请举手。
No shame.
不要害羞。
I want to worship you, Lord.
你说我要敬拜你，神。 请举手。
I want to serve you, Lord.
你说我要侍奉你神。
Then how many of us are willing to get our hands really dirty?
那么你们当中有哪一些是愿意让你的手弄得很肮脏？
To make true of these words.
来实践你说的这些话呢？
Well, for those of us, your hands are still up, then you're in treat for diaper changing business.
你们举过手的人，那么你们现在就可以经历到一个换尿布的一个蒙福的经历。
Or maybe we should rephrase it and say it's a diaper changing blessedness.
所以或许我们应该换个方式来说，是一个换尿布的恩典。
It is often much easier to say, Lord, I love you, I worship you, I serve you.
这个我们说，神我爱你，我敬拜你，或愿意侍奉你，是说比做简单。
It becomes a little more challenging to actually whip out a washcloth and start wiping.
我们实际拿出抹布来要擦干这个污秽的地方是更挑战性的。
Yet this is what Jesus has done for each and every one of us.
但是这也是耶稣为了我们每一个人所做的。
And this is what God's truth instructs us.
这也是神的真理所教导我们的。You
say you love me, worship me, serve me.
你说你爱我，你敬拜我，你要侍奉我。All right
then.
好。
Take out that wet wipe and get to work.
拿出你的抹布来，我们来做吧。We
have some diapers to change.
我们有一些尿布要换。So
let us again read.
我们再来读。
John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35.
约翰福音13章34到35节.
And this time together in both languages.
这次我们一起来念 英文中文.
A new command I give you.
Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令。 乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dearest Abba,
亲爱的父神,
By our Lord Jesus Christ, you have commanded us.
借着耶稣基督，你为我们承诺。
Love one another just as Jesus Christ has loved us.
你教导我们要彼此相爱，就像主你已经爱我们了。May
you bless us with deep understanding and gratitude for your love.
愿你赐给我们深层的、深度的理解和感恩。And
help us.
帮助我们。By
the might of the Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
To live a life of love for one another.
It's
the name of Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us that we pray and believe.
奉主耶稣他已经给了我们他的生命，他爱我们，他的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So John chapter 13, verses 34 to 35 is merely the beginning of demonstrated love.
约翰福音13章34到35节是一种呈现式的爱。And
we cannot read these two verses without at least stepping into parts of the world of John chapter 13.
我们在读这段经文的时候，我们不得不看到前面约翰福音所讲到的一些经文。So
earlier we read verse 1.
在第一节我们读到。And
it tells us that this new command was given just before the Passover festival.
我们看到说耶稣给这个新的命令是在就在逾越节之前。
And for Jesus, he knew that the hour has come and that the hour has come for him to leave the world and go to the Father.
耶稣知道说他自己离世回到父神那里的时候已经到了。
And John makes a comment to say that having loved his own who were in the world, Jesus loved them to the end.
约翰在这里写到说，耶稣他既然爱世间属自己的人，他就爱他们到底。When
we read the first verse of chapter 13,
当我们读到13章第一节的时候，
This is an introduction to the rest of the 9 chapters of the Gospel of John.
这只是一个引言，对下面的9章的一个引言。Everything
that's recorded from verse 2 onward will be hinged on this opening statement.
所有的从第二节开始一直到后面的9章都是关键，都是在这个第一节。
Because we'll see that Jesus is already in Jerusalem and he begins to move toward cross.
我们看到说耶稣他已经在耶路撒冷，他也慢慢的移向这个十字架。
And Jesus, the time has come for Jesus to fulfill his mission to rescue sinful souls.
我们看到耶稣的时候也到了，他要完成他的拯救这些失丧灵魂的时候的使命已经到了。
And at the same time for the disciples.
同样的，对于这些门徒。
Action after action.
一次一次的耶稣的这些行动。
They will witness the immensity, even shocking nature of Jesus' love for them.
他们一次一次的见证到耶稣对于他们一个很巨大的让他们很震惊的这些举动。
They will witness a holy love.
他们会经历到这个神圣的爱。
A love that is so mind-boggling for them.
这种爱是非常令他们不解的。
A love that truly says, I will never leave you nor forsake you no matter what.
这种爱是对他们说，我永远不会离开你，绝对不撇弃你的。
In the first 12 chapters of John, we see that there is power in God.
我们看到在第一部分的这个约翰福音第一部分，我们看到神他的能力，他的伟大。
All the different miracles point to the power of God.
这不同的这些奇迹都告诉我们神他的伟大。
From chapter 13 to 21, we see the glory of God.
我们从13章一直到21章，我们看到神他的荣耀。
And the glory of God that comes through love.
神的荣耀是借着爱表现出来的。
A holy love.
是神圣的爱。
A love that is expressed in actual action.
爱，实际，一种实际的行动表达出来的爱。
In the opening of chapter 13.
在第十三章的刚开始的时候。
The first demonstration of this holy love is already sending shockwaves through Peter.
这个耶稣用这种行动来表达他的神圣的爱的这个举动，已经让彼得非常的震惊。
If you look at your Bible and see verses 6 and 8,
如果你看到你的圣经里面第六跟第八节
，and then you can try to get yourself into the mind frame of shock.
你可以稍微的去揣摩一下他这个受震惊的这个情况。
Because Jesus came to Simon Peter and some.
耶稣来到西门彼得。
And Simon Peter said to Jesus,
彼得就对耶稣说,
Lord, are you going to wash my feet?
他说, 主啊, 你要洗我的脚吗?
And Jesus essentially says yes.
耶稣是说是的。
But you should also read verse 7 because it's much more than just yes.
你应该也读读第七节，因为他不只是说是而已。
But in verse 8 is a very stern objection.
但第八节是一个很强烈的一个反抗。
For a student to object against the teacher,
当让一个学生来反抗老师。
That is a big thing in the Jewish culture.
在一个这个这个犹太人的文化里面，这一个是相当了不得的一个举动。
Because one of the first cultural shock that I had when I came to America is for students to just.Speak out back against teachers.
当我来美国的时候，第一个文化的一个冲击就是说，学生怎么样直接的跟老师这样说话。
In Singapore, I've grown up to know to just listen. Either that, or be very apologetic if you have to ask a question.
在新加坡，我学到的是要就是光要听老师说就是了，即使要问问题，也要跟老师请求老师给允许老师。
But when I came here for college, I was shocked when I heard one of my classmates said.My teacher doesn't know anything. I know it better.
那我来的时候，我听到我一个同学这么说，让我很震惊。他说：“哦，我老师什么都不懂，我什么都懂。”
Wow. Okay.
我说：“哦 ，Wow.”
And so when we come back to this context, this is Peter objecting.
那我们回来这个经文所讲到的是彼得在反抗耶稣。
Peter says, "No, you shall never wash my feet."
彼得说：“不行，你永远不可洗我的脚。”
Because this is totally against the social etiquette that's been set up.
这个是完全违背当时的一个社会的礼仪。
So for us, today we live in a world that regards the washing of feet as comfort, as pleasure.
今天我们认为洗脚是一个很舒服的一件事情。
Because there are all these images of luxurious foot massages and soothing pedicures that popped up in our minds.
想到洗脚，有很多这些很舒服的这个画面就呈现在我们脑子里面。
So we think,
我们想说，哇，洗脚是很舒服的。
But in the world of Peter and company,
但是在彼得他那个时候的环境
They live in a world that regarded the washing of feet to be the most demeaning work
在那个时候洗脚是一个相当卑微的一件事
It's so lowly
它是如此的低下
That even a Jewish slave is not to do it
即使犹太的这个奴隶也不是很情愿来做的
It's so dirty that it's only fit for the Gentile slaves
它是如此肮脏的一个工作是只适合那些外邦人的奴隶来做的
If you're an esteemed leader
如果你是一个高贵的一个领导人的话
You only get your feet washed, you don't wash feet
你只会被人洗脚你绝对不会去替人洗脚
And so you can imagine for Peter, it's like, ah, no
所以你可以想象当彼得听到这个事情呢他马上说不
So how comfortable would you feel if President Obama
你会觉得如何呢如果奥巴马总统
came right into your living room one day
来到你的客厅有一天
and started vacuuming your floor
开始帮你吸地
or all of a sudden you go out and you're like you, or maybe you tweet
或许你用那个传简讯
President Obama is working on my garden
他说哇奥巴马总统在我的院子里做事情
I don't know how you will feel
我不知道你会怎么样的感受。
But as someone who has grown up in a rather Chinese form of upbringing,
作为一个在一个传统的中国文化背景长大的我
I will be extremely uncomfortable.
我会非常的不舒服。
Because this is one of high status.
因为这是一个很高阶位的人。
Doing something that I think is lowly.
做一个非常卑微低下的事情。
For a commoner.
对替一个很平凡的人做
There is shock waves that go through Peter starting with the washing of feet
所以有这样子的一种很震波通过彼得就从这个洗脚开始
In the first century world
在这个第一世界的这个第一个世纪的这个世界
It is still possible for someone of a lowly status to show devotion by washing of feet
还是有可能让这些低微的人借着洗脚来表达他的这个敬畏
so that is still breaking the rules a little bit
所以这个还是有一点违背当时的这个一些标准
to have to show the sign of devotion I will wash your feet
所以因为要表达我对你的这个敬畏我替你洗脚
it's a big gesture
这是一个很大的一种举动
but the reverse does not happen
可是反过来是不可能发生的
Yet there Jesus was
就我们看到当时的耶稣
Project our imagination
我们想象用我们的想象力
Jesus stooping low
耶稣就这样蹲下来
Getting his hands dirty with all the nasties on his disciples' feet
就因为这些门徒肮脏的脚使他的手弄脏了
And here we see the expression of holy love in two ways.
我们就看到他神圣的爱表达用两种方式表达出来。
First, this is a holy love that is not bounded by socially constructed boundaries and expectations.
我们看到他这种神圣的爱是不受限于当时的社会的这些标准和界限的。
We see that God is showing us that love is humble.
我们看到神在告诉我们爱是谦卑的
It does not take for itself a high status
你不会自以为高
But it disregards that and only approaches with the wellness of the other person
你只想到对方他的好处
During this dinner, the disciples in fact broke out into an argument about who's greater
实际上在那个晚饭的时候门徒他们甚至还在那里争谁大谁小
This is recorded in Luke chapter 22
这个是记载在路加福音第22章
And Jesus was there to show that you're talking about greatness this is greatness
耶稣就在告诉他们说你要说谁大吗这样子就是表示你是大的
And later on upon reflection this would become even more shocking
之后我们看到说他的这些教导是更令人震惊的
Because Jesus tells the disciples that when you see me you see the Father
耶稣说, 你看到我, 你就像看到父一样。
So who was washing the disciples' feet?
所以谁在洗门徒的脚呢?
What kind of love does the Abba have for his children?
这个我们的父他给孩子的爱是如此的大呢?
Usually we only see Jesus as a teacher, teacher to a student.
通常你就只看到耶稣像是一个老师一样。
But when Jesus stooped down and washed the disciples' feet, he's showing that God stoops down to serve sinners.
当耶稣蹲下来洗门徒脚的时候，他在表示说，神他自己蹲下来来侍奉我们。
This is God among us.
这是神住在我们当中。
Not merely a good moral teacher of esteemed status.
不是只是一个很道德的一个老师，很高阶位的一个人。
This is the holy God.
这是神圣的神。
Showing His love. Sinners.
表达他对我们的爱。
Because the washing of the feet is a sign of a spiritual cleansing.
因为洗脚是一种属灵的洁净的一种表现。
Washing of the feet is a sign of devotion.
洗脚是一种, 承诺的表现。
So here God, through Jesus, is speaking to the world.
我们看到在这里神借着耶稣在对世人说话。
Speaking through the action of washing of feet.
借着他对他们洗脚来对我们说话。
I am devoted to you.
耶稣说我是, 我会, 这是我对你的承诺。
And in verses 4 to 5,
在第四到第五节,
John actually takes time to describe each and every step that Jesus took.
约翰, 甚至描述了耶稣所采取的每一步的,
and you see that with every action there is the intention by Jesus.
我们看到耶稣他的每一个动作都是有他的用意的。
And I believe that Jesus is the most gentle, most meticulous foot washer ever.
我相信耶稣一定是一个最温柔、最细腻的一个洗脚的人。
The second expression of this holy love.
神这样子神圣的爱的第二种表示
shows up when he comes before Judas.
是在, 犹大面前表达出来的。
This is a holy love that is given to one who will not love Jesus back.
我们知道说他这个爱是给一个他不会爱回来的一个人。
In fact, Jesus expresses a holy, devoted, unsparing love while knowing that Judas Iscariot is going to betray him.
实际上耶稣他表达他这个神圣的爱的时候，他知道犹大是要背叛他的。
And the devotion that Jesus has to Judas
耶稣对, 犹大这样子一种承诺式的爱,
it's not just in the washing of feet.
不只是在洗他的脚而已。
It's also in the dipping of bread.
也表达在他跟他一起, 吃饼。
Because in the dipping of bread is a symbolic gesture to say that I'm sharing a fellowship with you.
因为耶稣跟他一起吃饼是表达他跟他分享他的, 一切。
It's an expression of personal intimacy.
是表达他跟他的亲近的关系。
And there are scholars who say the disciples probably saw it as a gesture of honor.
有些学者说或许这样子一起吃饼是一种 荣耀的荣誉的一个表现。
And so how ironic that Judas would betray Jesus with another gesture of honor, and that was a kiss.
所以是一种很不能理解的一种 一种表达, 就是犹大他会一种用, 亲吻耶稣, 也是一种荣誉的一种表达, 来回应。
And this time around, the shockwave probably went through the Apostle John.
所以这个时候呢, 或许也有这样子一种, 震惊, 经过, 约翰。
Because it was John who asked Jesus, who's the one who's going to betray you?
也是在这个时候, 就是约翰问耶稣说是谁要背叛你。
John has the insider information that is going to be Judas.
约翰他有一些内幕的消息, 他知道说是犹大, 他要背叛耶稣。
Imagine yourself in the place of John.
想象你如果是在约翰他的这个地位,
you know that your fellow brother of 3 years is going to betray your esteemed teacher.
你知道你这个已经3年的这个弟兄, 他将要背叛耶稣。
Perhaps in your heart you're already thinking, I gotta do something.
所以或许你的心里在想说, 我需要做点什么。
Well, what is going on?
这怎么回事呢?
And the next thing you know, you see your esteemed teacher giving giving Judas that gesture of honor.
那时候你又看到耶稣给这个犹大这样子一个荣誉的一个动作。
It's a love that is holy.
这是他神圣的爱。
Holy as in totally different.
是一个完全不同的爱。
Jesus is truly showing that when someone slaps you on the face,
耶稣在教导我们，当有人打你的脸，
turn the other cheek.
你转过来，让他打另外一边。
Walk the second mile.
再陪他走第二里路。
Give even the coat.
即使把你的外衣也都给他了。
Because that is the character of God's love.
因为这就是神的爱的表现。
The rest of the Gospel of John.
其他部分的这个约翰福音
shows up over and over again all the different kinds of different aspects of love.
我们也看到不同的层面的爱。
John 15 was shocking for me.
约翰福音第十五章对我来讲是很震惊的。
Because it used to be so easy to just say, "Dude, I love you."
曾经是对我来讲是很容易的，就跟人讲说，哦，我爱你。
Or rather, that actually took a long time, but it became natural, and you just went, "Oh, dude, I love you."
曾经是很困难的，可是慢慢的就对我来讲很容易的，我就说，哦，我爱你。
And then I read chapter 15, and I go, maybe love is not that easily said.
然后我读了约翰福音十五章，然后我就意识到说，哎，或许爱并不是那么简单的一件事。
Because Jesus gave the definition of love.
因为耶稣给我们一个爱的定义。
You're willing to lay your life down for your friend.
你愿意为你的朋友摆上你的生命。
So anytime that we say, "I love you,"
所以任何时候你对人说，我爱你。
It's an understanding that I'm saying I'm willing to sacrifice for you.
你应该意识到说你愿意为对方牺牲。
So much so that my life is yours.
甚至说我的生命就是你的。
That is John 15.
这就是约翰福音十五章告诉我们。
It's not just a love for us to feel good in one another's presence.
不是只是说哦，我们在彼此面前觉得很舒服。
But it's a love that we have for our friends to say, "If you're going to die, I will take your place."
这是一种爱，说我们如果对方要死的时候，我们愿意为他而死。
And one of the practical challenges that I have when I go to Penang and I see my little nephew.
当我去看我的小侄子的时候，对我来讲有一个很大的挑战。
Because one time we were walking in the parking lot.
有一次我们走在一个停车场。
And I believe the Spirit was asking me a question.
相信圣灵在问我一个问题。
You say you love Fabian.
他说，问我说，你爱你的，你爱Fabian这个。
Are you going to step in front of him if a car is going to hit him?
你愿意走在他前面吗？ 如果一个车子马上要撞到他的时候。
I took a pause.
让我震惊的停了一下。
It's like, wow, God's word is coming into play.
哇，神的话真是要在我生命里。
Then God also reminded me.
神也提醒我。
Sam, your life is in my hand.
他说 ，Samuel， 你的生命在我手里。
Fabian still needs to live to get to know me.
我的侄子Fabian，他仍然需要来长大，来认识我。
And that is when you know that the sacrifice has a greater purpose.
那个时候你就知道说牺牲是有很大的一个意义的。
And that is for us to go to get to know the Lord.
也就是要去认识主。
And it comes to John chapter 21.
我们看到约翰福音
We see that this holy love is a forgiving love.
我们看到这种爱是一种赦免的爱。
Because for the disciples, it's wow, Jesus is restoring Peter.
我们看到耶稣他要来拯救彼得，医治彼得。
That this is the way that Jesus loves.
这就是耶稣对他爱的一个表示。
Peter was in shambles after his denial of Jesus.
当彼得他拒绝耶稣之后，他是一种情绪混乱的情况。
But there we see Jesus.
那我们看到耶稣
by the shore.
在岸边。
Calling the disciples.
他在呼召,
making a meal for them. And without even asking, did you know what you did? He simply restores him. And asks Peter to be in a commitment of love yet again.
他也再一次的, 要求彼得,
such a forgiving love is also holy. But the greatest shockwave perhaps that reverberated throughout the disciples and probably and yes, throughout human history.
但是这个回荡在我们人类历史当中最大的这种震惊 或许是这样子的
will be that holy love that was shown on the cross
就是这个神圣的爱 它, 来到了十字架上
It is a Redeemer's love on the cross
是救世主的爱在这个十字架上
And if we will read this together
如果,
first in English and then in Mandarin
跟我一起来念 先用英文念,再用中文念
This is the love that says I love you to the end My wounds for your healing My suffering for your peace My crucifixion for your sanctification My separation from God For your reconciliation to God I love you to the end Not because you are worthy Not because you are able But because I am love 我爱你们到底，我的鞭伤换来你们的医治，我的受难换来你们的平安，我被钉子换得你们的成圣，我与上帝的隔绝换来你们与上帝的和好。我爱你们到底，不是因为你们配得，不是因为你们有能力，而是因为我是爱。 First John chapter 3 verse 16 John reflects and he writes this is how we know what love is that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us
约翰福音第三章十六节告诉我们说这就是耶稣对我们的爱他为我们摆上他的生命
and so loving is our daily perennial short-term mission
所以爱是一个我们每一天的一种常年性的一个短宣
Perhaps at this point when we hear oh, we're like thank God for your goodness to us
或许这时候你会说 oh, 感谢神你对我们的恩典
PTL for your saving grace
感谢你对我们的 恩惠
But perhaps there is also suddenly a sense of despair that sets in
或许你也有突然有一种 沮丧
Oh dear me
Oh wow
That's love?
这样子是爱吗?
I am so nauseatingly unloving I'm barely willing to be in fellowship with my family and friends
我甚至有一些不喜欢跟我自己的家人或者朋友来 沟通
Let alone die for them
更不要讲说要为他们而死了
But it is also at this point that we thank God for pastoral wisdom
也就是在这个时候我们实在很感恩有一些 牧师他的智慧
Pastor Tim Keller writes about this
Tim Keller 这个牧师 他有这么说过
When you see Jesus caring for the poor forgiving his enemies without bitterness or sacrificing his life for others living a perfectly loving and perfectly sinless life you say I can't do that and you're right you can't Because Jesus Christ as only an example will crush you. You will never be able to live up to it.
Tim Keller这个牧师讲到这句话说 当你看到耶稣照顾贫穷的人赦免他的 敌人 毫无苦毒的心来赦免他们的时候 为他们来 为别人牺牲他自己的生命 他过一个完美的 无罪的生命 你会说 哦,我做不到这样子的 没有错,你确实是做不到的 耶稣基督他如果说对我们来讲只是一个模范的话 那他会让你很 觉得很破碎的 可是会是下半场
Okay, when we tend to be very practical minded when we come to our faith in God Sometimes we don't ask, how do I know God better? We just say, how am I going to apply this in my life?
我们要问说我要怎么样来更多认识神的时候，我们会问说我要如何来做。
And so our first inclination is to look for the technicalities and the methods.
所以我们的最首先的一个倾向就是会问说，哎，要用什么技术？
How to pray? How to care? How to share?
怎么关照别人？要怎么样来关心别人？
And so we look to the cross and we think.
所以我们就看这个十字架，我们就会想。
All right, let's go.
好吧，我们就去做吧。
That's what I'm going to have to do, right? To love.
我要爱就是要这么做，是不是？
If I don't get crucified, also, then I'm not faithful.
如果我不受苦难的话，那我就不是信实的。
Or we look at verses 34 and 35, and we say, "All right."
或者我们看到这个34、35节，我们就想说，好吧。
Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
耶稣替门徒洗脚。
Take off your shoes now. I'm going to wash your feet.
脱下你的鞋子, 我要替你洗脚,
because that's what I'm supposed to do.
因为这是我应当做的。
Sadly, these are imitations based on expectations and obligations.
这些就变成这些举动，就变成我们基于一种期望或义务来模仿耶稣做。
I am expected to do it. I'm obliged to do it, and therefore I do it.
我因为被期望要做，我觉得有义务要做，所以我去做。
The very subtle challenge of a responsibility is this.
一种很微妙的一种很微细微的一种区别是在这里。
Oftentimes the allegiance is still to ourselves.
很多时候我们其实我们的忠实的对象还是对我们自己。
Because I want to be the good disciple.
因为我要做一个好的门徒。
I don't want to fail.
我不要失败。
I don't want to look unfaithful.
我不要被看起来是不信实的。
And this will destroy us.
这会毁灭我们。
Because when we look to Jesus Christ as the example,
如果我们看耶稣基督只是看他是一个模样,
we will be tormented by this knowledge that we never measure up to the high expectations that we have for ourselves and for others.
我们就会被这样子的一种思维所破碎, 因为我们永远都做不到他那个样子。
And we know we can't fully commit because we're so prone to distractions.
我们也知道我们没有办法完全的摆上, 因为我们很容易被, 思维被拉
If looking to Jesus as only as an example,
如果我们只看耶稣是一个榜样的话,
you only want him to be your help.
你只是要他作为你的帮助,
you don't want Jesus as a person.
你不要耶稣他这样子的一个人,
you don't quite want Jesus as your Lord.
你并不真的要他成为你的主。
And there's this, John shows us a different way.
约翰告诉我们有另外一个方式。
Or rather, he makes known that Jesus shows us a different way.
或者应该说，约翰告诉我们，耶稣表达的是另外一种方式。
And this is what Pastor Tim Keller, I believe, will echo.
这个也是我相信Tim Keller这个牧师他会同意的。
He further writes, "But Jesus Christ as the Lamb will save you, because on the cross Jesus is getting what we deserve." So we cannot get what he deserves.
他说, 耶稣基督他作为一个羔羊的话，就会拯救我们，在十字架上，耶稣他替我们, 忍受了我们所应当受的。
Why is it that seeing Jesus Christ as the Lamb will change us?
为什么看耶稣像一个羔羊的会拯救我们呢?
Because it shows us that someone is willing to love us.
因为让我们看到说有人, 愿意来如此爱我们。
Oftentimes, in the innermost cry, we are crying for someone to say, "Would you love me even though I am dirty?"
很多时候在我们内心的最深处, 我们都有这样子的呼喊, 我们是污秽肮脏的, 可是我们需要人来爱我们。
And when we see Jesus Christ sacrificing his life so that we can gain life,
我们看到耶稣他为我们牺牲他的生命，所以我们可以得到生命。
The answer is not just I'm going to love you even though you're dirty.
答案并不是只是说哦，我会愿意爱你，虽然你是肮脏的。
I'm going to come to you as you are, but not let you stay as you are.
我愿意来到你这里，啊，我不愿意你继续你现在这样子的情况。
Because it's going to be much better.
因为你可以有更好的。
You're going to be in God's presence.
你会在与神同在。
There is majesty.
有神的这样子的广大。
There is glory.
有荣耀。
This is for all eternity.
这是永远的。
That on the cross is not just to say I'll love you because you're dirty.
在这个十字架上告诉我们的不是说我爱你啊，因为你是肮脏的。
But I'm going to clean you.
啊，我要来洁净你。
I'm not only going to clean you, I'm going to clothe you.
我不只要洁净你，我要给你穿上衣服。
Clothe you in purity.
我要给你穿上圣洁的衣服。
It's a total transformation of life that's going to happen.But only when we look to Jesus Christ as the Lamb.
只是只有我们，当我们看耶稣作为一个羔羊的时候，我们才可以得到这样完全的生命的改变。
There is that deep relationship, that loving relationship of God that is much better than a grit duty.
啊，这个爱的这种关系呢，是比我们这种啊Sorry, say that again. Or you can translate.
The way of the deep loving relationship with God is better than our sense of grit duty.
Oh, 我们跟神的这样子这个爱的关系是比我们能够满足我们的义务责任更好的。
Because for anyone who has fallen in love before,
对任何人曾经爱过的。
You know that if you're obliged to talk to a person, it's very painful.
你如果知道说你因为义务要去跟一个人谈话的话，是很痛苦的。
Before you begin a conversation, you may be like, okay, there are these five things that we could talk about if there are silence.
啊，你刚开始谈话的时候，你就会想到说啊，有五件事情我们可以谈的，可是就陷入一个沉默。
But if you're madly in love with a person,
可是当你是很疯狂的爱一个人的时候。
The silence can be your communication.
啊，即使沉默也是一种表达的方式。
You can just look at one another.
你可以就是彼此对望。
And just go. Did I just show how I look like when I'm in love?
我刚刚表达我在爱中的时候的样子吗？
That's not true.
这不是真的。
All right, back to God's word.
好，我们回到神的话。
Why is Jesus able to show such kind of love to his disciples?
为什么耶稣可以如此对他的门徒表达这样子的爱呢？
Verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
耶稣知道说神已经给他所有的能力，他也将要回到神那里去。
Jesus knows exactly who he is.
耶稣知道他自己的身份。
He's absolutely secure in God.
他是完全在有一个神里面完全确确的一个地位。
That he is the beloved.
他是蒙爱的。
That he has God's 100% approval.
他有神100%的这个应许。
And that is all that matters.
那个是最重要的。
Taking in that assurance of love, he is free to love.
他这样子一种确切的爱是一种很释放的爱。
Because before he whips out the washcloth,
当他拿出他的这个洗脚布的时候
，He doesn't quite have to think, "Ooh, what would the disciples think?"
他不需要想到说，哦，这个门徒会怎么想呢
？Will my status as rabbi drop?
我这样子一个老师的教师的身份会低落了吗
？No, because he so knows the truth.
不会的，因为他如此知道这个真理。
He's so compelled by God's love for sinners.
他是如此的被神的爱驱使来爱这些门徒。
A scholar says that gives him the courage to do something that his followers never expected.
他这个学者也告诉我们说，他这样子的爱就使他来爱这些门徒是他们所无法想象的。
The parallel could be this.
我们可以来看到一个类似的情况。
There was a time in man fashion.
有一阵子有在这个男人的这个服装服上。
That wearing pink is taboo.
穿粉红色是一个很 不适当的一种服饰的一个穿着方式。
So not a man color.
很不男人的颜色。
But then there was a movement that started to happen.
可是哎，慢慢的有这样子的一个风气。
And it's to say that I'm man enough to wear pink.
这个风气就是说我是如此的一个男人，所以我愿意穿粉红色。
So what's the connection?
所以这中间有什么样子的关系呢？
You're so secure in your sense of masculinity.
因为你对你这种男人的这种气概，你很有自信心。
You're not quite defined by the color of the fabric that you put on you.
你不是为你，你不是被你所穿的这个颜色而定义的。
And you're free.To wear a color that God created and said it is very good.
所以你可以很自由的来穿一个神所创造的颜色。
And here Jesus knows that to love one another is very good.
这里我们看到耶稣说我们要彼此相爱是非常好的。
And Jesus secures us in His love for us.
耶稣也保证我们在他的爱里面。
He says, "As I have loved you."
他说。我就像我如此爱你们。
Our very method-minded tendency is to go to as I have.
我们这种很常要寻找这种方法的这种思维，会让我们比较着重在耶稣如何的爱我们。
But before we could actually show love.
但在我们真能够表现爱之前
We have to hold on to those two words Loved you
我们要先着重在这个爱你这两个字
Because Jesus here is saying that I love you
因为耶稣这里他在讲说我爱你
Meaning I'm committed to you
他的意思是说我是你是有我的承诺的
To know that you are loved
你要知道你是被爱的
Then you go in love
所以你能够去爱
It first comes as our awareness that we are loved by God.
首先我们要意识到我们是被神所爱的。
Then we move out to love one another.
然后我们能够出去彼此相爱。
This is why Jesus Christ, the Lamb, as the Lamb will save us.
这也就是为什么耶稣作为一个羔羊，他可以拯救我们。
It will change us.
他会改变我们。
Because this is as if a friend says to you, I love you, not because he or she has to, but he or she wants to.
这也就是像一个朋友对你说，他爱你不，并不是因为说他必须，而是因为他要。
And your friend wants to say that despite knowing all your shortcomings.
你的朋友愿意如此爱你啊，即使他知道你所有的缺点。
It melts your heart.
他的这样子爱会让你的心都融化了。
And you say, yes, I want to love you too.
他因此你也会对他说，是的，我也要爱你。
It is Christ's love that compels us.
是耶稣的爱来驱动我们。
So as we continue to learn and love to know how to love one another.
所以我们持续的来学习如何彼此相爱。
We must bear in mind that we are to love as the ones loved by Jesus.
我们要记得说我们是被神所爱的
Then we can love in the manner that he loves us
因此我们可以按耶稣的爱的模式来爱别人
Because when we know that we are loved by Jesus
当我们知道我们是被耶稣所爱的话
We know the manner that he has loved us
我们就知道他爱我们的方式
Do we still seek methodology?
我们还是只是寻找这个方法吗
Or have we already understood the methodology?
或者是说我们已经明白了他的方式呢
Because you know the way that he loves you
你如果知道他爱你的方式的话
And you begin to produce it bit by bit
你就会一点一点的这样子活出来
Knowing that Jesus loves us
知道说耶稣如此爱我们
Tells us that we Christians we should be people who are in continuousDeep meditation of the message of the cross.
知道说耶稣如此爱我们，也教导我们必须要持续的、不断的、深层的来默想耶稣十字架的爱。
Because it's only on the cross that we have deep contemplation of how God has demonstrated His love.
因为只有在十字架上，我们才能够真的深层的领受到神的爱。
Romans 5 chapter 8. Romans 5 verse 8.
罗马书第五章第八节。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
神如此表达他对我们的爱。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死。
So we must be so sure of God's love for us.
我们必须非常确定神对我们的爱。
And we are so sure that the only love that we ever need in our life we have.
我们如此确定他这种，所以我们如此确定到一个地步，他的爱是我们唯一所需要的爱。
And we are not clamoring for the love of others to fill up our heart.
我们就不会到处去寻求别人的爱来满足我们。
And as we love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候
，We must be people who are not exactly clamoring to love toward one another, but we are rushing forth to give love to others.
我们就能够如此的就这样子来很有活力的来爱彼此。
Because as an empty balloon is filled up so much with air,
当一个空的气球这样子充满了气的时候
，and has to release it so as to not burst.
所以 他到了一个地步，他就要慢慢的放出气来，免得他会破掉。
The more we understand what the love on the cross is，
我们越多明白这个十字架的爱的时候
，The more we are filled up，
我们就越多充满在我们里面。
Naturally, there is the need to have to go forth and love others。
自然的呢，我们也就需要释放这些爱出去。
To love one another is to know that we are loved by Jesus。
我们彼此相爱是因为我们知道我们是被神所爱的。
And so we go likewise and love those who are loved by Jesus.
因此我们也去爱那些已经被神所爱的。
And it's not just in the imitation of the actual washing of feet.
我们不是只是模仿耶稣他洗脚的动作而已。
It is also a practice in its spirit.
也是我们属灵的一种操练。
A sense of devotion to you.
我们意识到我们对对方的一个承诺。
And there is just one purpose of doing that.
我们做这样子承诺只有一个目的。
And this is what we say is missional.
因此我们说这是像一个宣教一样。
It is to make known.God.
也就是要让神让世人来认识神。
Because this, Jesus says, is how everyone will know that you are my disciples.
这也就是耶稣说，因为这样如此，世人才知道你是我的门徒。
Our loving of one another is not to make ourselves the good disciples.
并不是我们彼此相爱，并不是让我们成为一个好的门徒。
That is not our mission.
这不是我们的目的。
That is the process of getting to our mission.
这只是一个过程而已。
The mission is to make known who our master is.
我们的目的是要表达我们的主是谁。
Who our good master is.
我们的好的主人是谁。
How is it that we can have a good master and therefore we are made good?
我们是如何有一个好的主人所以我们可以成为一个好的门徒呢
Ever since God led Israelites out of Egypt,
从这个主从神领以色列人出埃及的时候开始
That has been the mission.
这就是我们的一个目的
That the Gentile nations around Israel will look at Israel and say, What kind of a God do you have to have such righteous laws?
这个外邦人他们看到的这些以色列人就会问说哇你有什么样子的一个神什么样公义的一个神呢
So loving one another is our short-term mission.
所以我们彼此相爱是我们的短宣。
That we can participate daily and nightly, monthly and yearly.
我们可以日夜每个月常年的来操练的。
And we are to start with loving one another.
我们要从彼此相爱开始。
Sometimes we want to show love to those that we do not know.
有时候你要对那些我们不认识的人表达爱。
And for our family members, we could care less. You're okay.
我们常常对我们的家人，我们就比较不关心。
I've seen them for 15 years. That's enough time of a lifetime.
我已经看他们看了十五年了，足够了。
But that's not what Jesus is telling his disciples.
可是这不是耶稣对他的门徒所说的。
He said this to the disciples to love one another.
耶稣说，你们要彼此相爱。
Doesn't matter if you're a fisherman or a tax collector.
不管你是税吏或者是渔夫。
You might be still fighting amongst yourselves.
你或许还在彼此争吵。
You do not have connection with one another.
你彼此真的不是很好的联系。
If you really call me your good master, love one another.
你如果真是说我是你的好主人的话，你要彼此相爱。
And Jesus Christ is so tender in His love for us.
耶稣他对我们的爱是如此的温柔。
He does not immediately say, "All right, you gotta be crucified."
他并没有说好，你要马上就被你马上要受难。
It shows us that the demonstration of love begins small.
他告诉我们说，我们彼此相爱是可以从一个很小的小的动作开始。
We tend to think grand like Peter.
我们常常会像彼得一样，都要先想很大的。
I will lay down my life for you.
我要为你摆上我的生命。
Jesus says, "Will you really lay down your life for me?"
耶稣问他说，真的吗？你会为我摆上你的生命吗？
Because this kind of sacrifice does take a progression.
这样子的牺牲确实需要时间来发展出来的。
Even the demonstration of Jesus' love for the disciples took time.
即使耶稣对门徒表达他的爱，也是花了一些时间的。
It is punch by punch.
是一步一步的。
But it started from washing of feet.
就从洗他们的脚开始。
You can't even handle washing of feet. Why are you even thinking of getting crucified?
如果你连洗脚你都没有办法做的话，你还要想什么受难呢？
Jesus' tenderness for us is start small.
耶稣对我们温柔的爱是从小的地方开始的。
And one day Peter did do the grand thing. He did get crucified upside down.
有一天彼得确实也做了那很大的一个事情，就是他被钉在十字架上，倒着钉在十字架上。
But that is to come.
这是未来的。
How are we starting?
我们从哪里开始呢？
There's a very popular saying nowadays that says go big or go home.
最近有一个很流行的一个说法，就是说你不做很大的事的话就算了，就不要做了。
But perhaps for us Christians, we should rethink it as go big by going home.
或许我们作为基督徒，我们应该想说，你要做大的，你就先从家里开始。
Because the home is where we will demonstrate that we live in God's kingdom.
家是我们表达我们真是活在神的国里面的一个地方。
That the home is our practice ground for our missional outreach to those who are not even loving of us.
家是我们能够表达我们的这种宣教士的，我们这种我们的使命，对爱的这个使命的一个地方。
Home is not just where your personal belonging is.
家不是只是我们拥有的一个地方。
Home is where God's love is shown.
家是神表达出来的地方。
And so if I could just humbly suggest that there is this very real spiritual battle that we fight in our homes nowadays.
允许我来建议你们，在今天的家庭里面有一个很大的一个属灵的一个征战。
And perhaps we can start there.
我们可以从那个征战开始。
It's not justyour physical home, but also the spiritual home here.
我们讲的这个家不只是你的真正的这个具体的家，也是属灵的家。
And that is this issue of fubbing.
就是这个
字叫 fubbing.
Fubbing.
也就是我自己翻译就是不鸟你的电话板。Because in Chinese, 我们不是说不鸟你就是不理你吗？可是这个是因为电话我不理你，所以就是不鸟你的电话板。Okay, fubbing, it is the act of snubbing someone in a social setting by looking at your phone instead of paying attention.
这个属灵的征战是指的我们在一个场合里面，我们不愿意跟彼此讲话，而只是顾着看我们的手机。
Increasingly, there are researches that shows the impact on humanity that this.Brilliant technology has given to humanity.
越来有越多的学者研究告诉我们说，这样子的这种科技对我们人性社会的影响。
And so, I encourage you to start looking at this word fubbing. Go to the website stopfubbing.com.
我建议你们去上网去查一查这个英文字有这么一个网站。
And there is this scholar.
有这么样一个学者。
Her TED talk is called "Connected but Alone."
她有一个演讲，她的题目就是说要以孤独的被连接起来。
She says that we now sacrifice conversation with just mere connection.
她说我们现在只是我们会牺牲真正的对话。
And the more that it happens.
我们只是彼此联络，可是没有真正的彼此沟通。
The more we start caring for another,
我们如果越多来彼此关心
，and we start caring for ourselves,
我们也可以关心我们自己。
Because there's an image that we need to portray as we connect ourselves to the world online.
我们要注意到我们是如何活出来我们的生命啊，对于这个世界，对我们身边的人，我们是怎么样活出我们的生命。
So just like how money is not the root of all evil, but the love for it.
就像说金钱并不是万恶之源一样，而是爱金钱才是万恶之源。
It's our epidemic obsession with the smartphone that is sprouting many fractures and dysfunctions in the development of our humanity.
类似的，所以这个手机的这种科技呢，爱这个手机的科技，使用科技的一个方式，也是使我们社会许多地方破碎的一个根源。
So our spiritual battle is not on the phone itself, but on its obsession.
所以我们的这个属灵的这个征战，并不是在手机本身，而是在我们对手机的这种依恋。
And how does this relate to our loving of one another?
所以这个跟我们彼此相爱有什么关系呢？
Let us learn to again to give the gift of attention.
那我们学习来给彼此这样子的一个礼物，就是要给他们我们的注意力。
Of your presence.
你的同在。
Of your conversations.
你的真正的对话。
Of your listening.
你的聆听。
It's amazing that people are afraid to talk nowadays.
很有趣的是，今天有很多人他害怕跟人家对话。
And in their research, the one reason given is you can't really monitor what you say when you're in real time.
有一个研究是这样讲的，我们害怕跟人家真正的对话，是因为这个对话，同时的这个对话是没有办法来侦测的。
I have all these, how embarrassing!
我对话的时候会用这些字眼是，哇，很不好意思的。
A news flash.That is human.
可是这个是我们就是人性的真实面。
Yet we are trying to, in fact, imitate the computers.
我们在模仿电脑。
So for parents and children, husband and wives.
所以在座的父母、孩子或者是夫妻。
Be in a real presence to each other.
你们要。操练真是彼此同在。
Perhaps for the adult is your WeChat.
或许对大人来讲，或许是你们的依恋是这个微信。
And then for the younger ones, you know which chat you're going to be addressing.
那对年轻一点，你知道说你们的依恋的是什么
？Snapchat.
Snapchat.
For the parents. Are your parents even on your Snapchat group?And are your children on your WeChat group?
你的孩子有在你的微信里面吗？微信群里面吗？
If not, we can ask why is there such a divide between us, even though we call one another family?
如果没有的话，我们要问一问我们自己，我们如何能说我们是一家人呢？怎么有
Are our storylines not worthy of sharing with our parents?
我们的故事不值得跟我们的家人来分享吗？
There's more to talk about this technology. Perhaps it will be a workshop.
我们还可以花很多的时间来谈这些科技。
But the very fact that there is now this real medical condition called the cell phone separation anxiety and nomophobia.
现在真的有这样子的一个医学的名词，说是一种这个手机分离的恐惧症。
It is something to tell us that our obsession with the phone is not neutral.
所以他告诉我们说，我们对于这个手机的这种依恋不是中性的。
In a Christian marriage, each person gets to play the Jesus role.
在一个基督徒的婚姻里面，夫妻都有夫妻彼此都有一个扮演耶稣角色的这样子的一个机会。
And for our mission in our home.
在我们家里面，我们的使命。
We are to be Jesus to one another.
我们应该是以一个像我们要扮演一个像耶稣的角色来对待彼此。
That no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
没有人真正的看到父，你看到耶稣就是像看到父一样。
If you can't be crucified for your family yet,
如果你不能为你的家人受苦
Jesus shows us the start with the washing of feet.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们就从洗脚开始。
Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
是叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做，我实在实在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
As we now prepare to take the Holy Communion,
那我们现在预备心来领受圣餐。
Let's take some time to bear in mind what kind of love that Jesus has shown us.
我们思想一下耶稣为我们所表达出来的爱。
That when we say God is love, what does that mean?
我们说神是爱，这是什么意思呢？
And let us later partake of the communion as ones who are loved by Jesus.
那我们领受圣餐的时候，真的是一个以一个神所爱的身份来领受。
Let us love as love loves.
我们要如此的爱，像爱如此的爱我们。
Let's take some time to meditate.
我们花点时间静默。